All right, bonus episode. First ever.
First ever bonus episode.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Well, I just want to comment because that has some good stuff for us to learn from. Okay. If you're anywhere around the golf world, you've in the last kind of 12, 48 hours, it's been rumbling for a couple of months, but there's this kind of rebel tour. Greg Norman is the commissioner and the CEO. It's backed by the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund.
That's what I was going to ask. Is this the Saudi league that everyone's talking about?
This is about? The Saudi thing. Okay. So 48 players, different format. They're doing 8 events. And essentially, $2 billion has been committed to this startup tour. This is like a startup business. Yep.
Is this the one Phil Mickelson got obliterated for saying he may join? Yep. Okay. Right.
And so, and what happened was, is Phil's actually not down to play yet, but they got Dustin Johnson.
Oh, they did.
They got Dustin Johnson and a bunch of other guys. And everyone who hates this is panning it. It's like, this is crap. It's not going to be any good. Here's my take on it. Given the fundamental belief in what we have around here is that competition is always good, right? That's the truth. So I actually think that this is going to be great for golf. The Saudi, it's kind of a, you know, it's Saudi Arabia does Formula One. The both the European and the you know, US tours already have sanctioned events in Saudi and right throughout the Middle East. So I think it's a bit rich to say, we'll take the Saudi money when it's good for us, and you're bad for taking the Saudi money.
Right.
So let's
because they're offering these players like 100 million, 150 million bucks.
Well, the word on the street is DJ got 150.
Oh my gosh.
So he's like, okay, that's I'm set forever.
Yep.
So, but here's my thing. So here's a startup league, right? Literally, it's attract. It's going to attract players, and it's not going to attract probably the top 10, although DJ was top number one. He's 13 now. Just won the Masters 2 years ago. And the PGA is absolutely throwing a fit, and they're going to ban them. And they haven't actually come out yet and said what exactly they're going to do, but there'll be some sanctioning involved, maybe fines, whatever. I think that's the wrong way for the PGA Tour to play it, because I think you have to, if you don't believe competition is good, like you're going to get rolled over because, and I think this ultimately is going to be fantastic for golf. And, you know, it's funny when you read all the stuff from Greg Norman, they're thinking startup.
Yeah.
Like we're here for the long haul. We've got runway out for 3 or 5 years. By 2025, we want to do 16 events. And like, it is just full startup mentality with an open checkbook, admittedly. And basically this kind of road league that I predict will be very popular. And I will also predict more players will, the best players in the top 100 in the world are going to go play there. And I don't think the European Tour or the PGA Tour is going to stop it.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Okay. So one question and then a comment. It made me think of something that's connected to it. Has there kind of been a debate over the last little while about the PGA being like a bit antiquated? Like it's a bit old school. Like the model is actually not great for medium to, like, if you're not a top 50, top 100 golfer, it's actually not that great for you, right? And I've read that they're trying to incentivize like players to start YouTube channels. Like they're basically trying to make it not feel like an old man, you know, boys club or whatever. And so is some of that playing into it where like you have these people saying we can actually disrupt this sport and bring a whole new perspective into it?
I think that is 100% the case. Look, the golf is a very, it's a 200 something year old game, right? Very traditional game. There's values around the game. There's a lot of golf is you're, you penalize yourself. It's unlike any other sport. You know, if my ball's in the rough and I go down to, and I grab my club and the ball moves, I get to call a penalty on myself, but you didn't see that.
Right.
So golf is phenomenal when it comes to, and the other thing that the PGA Tour has done really well is they have massively connected to charity. The reason I think golf has prospered, especially in the Tiger era and, you know, the Nicklaus era, golf has always had this connection to local charities. So they have done phenomenal, you know, work at the PGA Tour. Billions raised for local charities. Wherever they play a tournament, they're raising money. But anything that is around that long and gets a little antiquated around some of its rules and look, only X amount of guys can tee it up on a weekend. You can't you can't have, you know, fields beyond like 150. But I competition is good. And mm-hmm. I think what's going to happen is this league is going to develop and there's going to be room for both. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to see golf elevated because more competition is going to make people better.
Yep.
And so not just from tour to tour, but golfer to golfer.
Yep.
And if I'm out there grinding, playing for $4 million, like the winner of these events, I think it's like $4 million, right? Like if you just won the PGA last week, I think you got 2 point something.
Right.
Right. So these are, it's going to attract more pros, but I think ultimately it's going to be better for the game. It's going to be better for golf and golfers because that rising tide of that competition creates with everybody.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun.
So, okay. So, you know, this made me think of, so literally back in the 50s and 60s, there's a book about this called The 10-Gallon War. And it's this exact same thing happened in the NFL. So back in the 50s and 60s, you had this group of, I think it was like three or four owners who were like, most of them in like tier two and three cities. The book is insane. I've always said it would make a phenomenal television show. But it's basically about Lamar Hunt Jr.
Right.
Actually, no, not Lamar Hunt Jr. Lamar Hunt basically fighting for like a decade trying to get
it's like NFC, AFC, right?
Yeah. And it was just the National Football League at the time or whatever.
Right.
And they kept telling him, no, you can't start a team. He had the cash. So finally he was like, forget it. I'm going to go start my own league. So he basically got on a plane, traveled to all these different owners who he knew had been rejected, started a competitor league. And I think within 3 years had merged them. And it's so cool because the way he actually invented
the Super Bowl came about. Came from both.
He invented the way he invented the Super Bowl was basically his league. You know, he started like the cheerleaders and he basically like reinvented the live football experience. And basically he was like, I need to convince the NFL to the winner of the NFL to play the winner of the AFL. And he was sitting at breakfast one morning watching his daughter play with one of those bouncy balls called a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And he was like, Super Bowl. And that was essentially how he convinced the NFL to play, which then merged the two, his initial team, the
Elevated the game, right?
Yep. And the crazy thing is it started in Dallas, and he started the Dallas Texans, who was competing against the Dallas Cowboys. And the book is about basically the way they were stealing fans from one another. And that literally the modern-day NFL wouldn't be what it was without him saying, we can do better. So anyways, fascinating.
Real quick, here we are
50 years later and look at what the NFL is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Another analogy, Kerry Packer, he's an Aussie media guy. He's passed away now. He wanted to bring a new form of cricket and it was a limited over game. Like cricket is 5 days. It's long. You got to be really into it to like it. I'm still into it. Mm-hmm. But his idea is let's play a 3-hour match like baseball and cram it all in, put the colorful jerseys on. Mm-hmm. And at the time, the establishment, he's a villain.
Yep.
What happened? That went global, right? So these sports that get challenged by other leagues and other formats elevate the game.
Yep.
To your point, cricket, football.
Mark Cuban did a lot of that on the live arena experience in the NBA, and owners hated him at the beginning. They hated him. And now, you know, what he pioneered in Mavs, there's something about Dallas sports, Dean. I don't know what it is that
you're biased. But anyway, the Live Golf Tour, it's starting next week in London and then do a bunch of events here throughout the summer. And it's going to make golf better.
And it's kind of the incumbent, the behemoth incumbent can never not be disrupted with the right people behind it. I love it. First bonus episode. We should do more of these.
Totally.
It's going to be good. Have a good rest of the day.
Right. See ya.
Bye.